Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, and today Jimmy Mack is back with us. Jimmy's a medical intuitive. He's a spiritual life coach and the creator of My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. And last time he was here, we're going to talk about this again because My Liquid Fish is just absolutely phenomenal, and it has changed everything for Jimmy and many of our listeners last time he was here. We're going to be talking about aligning with the divine flow of universal abundance. And you're also going to get a chance to work with Jimmy. We're going to do some mini sessions with the audience, as we always do. And you can hit *2 on the phone to raise your hand. You can type questions into that web form on the web page. And I see there's lots of them there already. Jimmy's going to help us really understand the importance of believing and thinking and knowing and feeling that you're energetically able to accept abundance in all forms, and being in the frequency to co-create more of it, as well as the importance of recognizing the abundance all around us and having gratitude for it, and then getting into alignment with the universal support. And I'm sure receiving plays a part of it in somewhere in there. And as well as the importance of releasing the blocks and fears of having wealth and abundance on all these levels. If you're not familiar with Jimmy, he is a renowned medical intuitive and a spiritual life coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. And after a near-death experience, he was divinely shown and then developed a simpler way to create healing and profound transformational changes, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. He is also the author of 9 books, over 20 energetic clearing and healing audio MP3s on a variety of self-improvement topics. He offers a mastery and a practitioner certification program, as well as hosting a weekly blog talk radio show called Jimmy Mack Healing, the Jimmy Mack Healing Show. And he works with works worldwide with clients in person or on the phone or over Skype, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that they actually feel. And I'm excited to have Jimmy back. As we were saying before, money is a big topic, abundance is, and we're talking about that today. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Hey, thanks for having me. We always have fun. It's all good.
It is all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about abundance before the call, and, you know, it's interesting that we're, you know, in these higher frequencies now, mm-hmm. where things get easier, but there's still, and, you know, I've noticed that significantly this year, especially,
sure.
so many that are still struggling mm-hmm. with, you know, creating that desire of you know, having the money they want, not being in that struggle anymore.
Right.
And not having to worry about, you know, how they're going to pay this or pay that, or there's never enough, or, you know. And, you know, there has to be a point of just frustration where I should be able to create this. Why am I not doing it? So
mm-hmm.
what's wrong? What can you
tell
them?
Wow, speak to that, right? How much time do we have? So, you know, we had spoken earlier, and, you know, one of my favorite things is good fortune. People are like, money, money, money. And I'm like, no, I really like good fortune. You want to be able to pull up at the mall and get the best, closest parking spot. You want to be at the, you know, shoe bin and find at the bottom the perfect size sandals for you and that sort of thing. And that's more good fortune. So it's broad. But without question, that's more where you want to be. So lots of folks will have issues with receiving, deserving, and worthy. Those are the three top ones I like to clear when we get involved in all this. And the other huge pieces I've found over doing this for a bunch of decades now is really folks will either have a fear of success or fear of failure. And either one's a non-starter. If you're sitting there scared to death of being successful, you can well imagine how safe and comfortable would be to remain stuck and not in a forward motion. And the same goes for failure. Why try? It's going to fail. So you got to clear out these things so you at least have some wiggle room to improve your life, you know. And I've made and lost a ton of money over the decades, and now I'm back up again like you and doing great, and life's good, you know. And so my friend used to say it's much easier to be generous on a full stomach, right? And so you and I are just out here giving it away and helping folks all we can, and that's really what this is all about. So definitely it's about good fortune.
So how do we get into the divine flow?
So, sure, the easiest way for me, and you and I were speaking earlier about, you know, something might be hard or easy. I'm really more into easy, more into smooth. Eckhart Tolle would talk to you about the power of now, being in the moment. That's huge. We look for what comes up, and we look for what is different and what has changed. So if you're forever seeing, you know, this green-colored car everywhere you go, and you're in the market for a car, chances are that's where you're heading. That's at least spirit keeping you in that divine flow and showing you the way. And often we just have to be quiet enough to listen. Every morning when I get up for several hours, I don't speak to anybody, and I'll have my little breakfast and coffee. I still read a newspaper every morning, but before I ever get to that, I'm in silence and I allow things to come in and flow around. And so it's amazing what will happen if you can get in that place. And you got to be clear enough to handle it, of course. And I have several little moves that we make through either the pendulum, muscle testing, applied kinesiology. Folks that use their fingers, that's great. But you got to be cleaned up enough for that to be accurate as well. And once you do that, you're in the divine flow. You may not always like what spirit presents before you, but you're there.
You know, I think the one thing, and I can speak for myself, that got me into so much struggle with not being in that flow was the ego getting in the way all the time.
Huge.
And you're trying to figure things out, and you're in fear, and you're not good enough, and, you know, all of this noise going on in your head.
Well, and you're forcing things, too. We're forcing this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
We're like, nah, we got to have that. We got to do this. And spirit's like, nah. So everything towards that one piece is hard, 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 like slugging it out hard, walking through a bog. That's how you know it's probably not meant for you.
Right. I think those were the two key points, were being in the now, be. And not do, and
exactly.
Being quiet, so that you can hear those messages coming in that are telling you when to act, and then it becomes easy, and you just flow right into it, you know? It just is. It's very easy once you can quiet the mind, and I started doing that as well now in the morning.
Good.
I absolute quiet, really, until, you know, at least like 4 hours. And it changes everything. It makes me less anxious. It, like, you know, it doesn't put me on this to-do list, you know, of what I got to do. And, yeah, it really allows information to come through that you need, that's important for you.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, too, this year is a tremendous year for stopping doing things you and I and folks that are listening now or in the future don't want to do anymore. For decades, I dressed up every year as the Easter Bunny. We have a Tony little neighborhood here, and I do the lawn party every year, and there's tons of people. And so I would always be the Easter Bunny. And this past year, I'm like, you know what? I'm done being the Easter Bunny. Someone else can do this now. You see what I mean? And so whether it means, you know, and there's personal appearances I've done, and I said, this is the last year I'm doing that one. And that's it. I'm out. And so, you know, you just slowly move those things around to where you reach that, I think that age or that position, probably doesn't even matter about the age, where you go, nah, I'm not doing that anymore. And that's okay. One of the ickiest energy vibrations you could have is the feeling of obligation. Ooh. So I stay out of that,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
And the way that we're shifting and changing so much, you know, so
fast.
Quickly now, that
fast.
Those things, you know, things that we used to do even last year,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could say, I just don't even want to do that anymore.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And honoring
and be
yourself.
Okay with that.
Yourself
be okay with
yeah.
that. That's right. 100%. I don't care if you've been doing it 50 years. I'm out. That's it. We're done. You know, be okay with
yeah.
that. And guess what? Spirit will send you something else even way better and cooler than you ever dreamed of.
Exactly. Yeah. So how much does past life stuff play into our blocks and fears that are blocking wealth and abundance?
I think that there's a lot of little, oh, I would really call them, you know, fractures and things that are in there. If you grew up in the migrant farming days and past lives perhaps were, you know, in a feudal position, that sort of thing, or the lineage was always losing money on the father's side, that sort of thing, it makes a difference. I don't
mm-hmm.
concentrate on it, but I certainly address it.
Okay.
And especially in the audio MP3s, we clear out all that because there are lineages of that where you want to clear that out of DNA and loss. You know, you'll have vows of poverty, different odd things like that. But we touch on that, definitely. But I wouldn't give it, if I had to ask right now, it's maybe 30%. So there's a mixture of a whole lot of other things. And usually it's self-doubt and us overthinking everything to death and really being up in our heads. And if you can get out of that, you can get some running room.
You know, the other thing that I really feel plays a big key in allowing wealth to come into your life is really grasping loving yourself
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Allowing yourself, being aware of when you're belittling yourself or things like that, and put yourself on a higher pedestal that you are worthy
sure.
and that you do things that are good for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shift that happens. You know, it's like, you know, I relate this to my own life, that place
sure.
where I just really did what was right for me instead of what everybody else thought I should be doing. I was trying to please them or, you know,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. There's a power that comes with that when you are saying, I am worthy. That
mm-hmm.
door starts opening, you know, and abundance starts coming in.
Love
you
it.
Know? Yeah.
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 Totally agree with you on that.
So I want you to also talk about my liquid fish.
Sure.
Because there are four levels of that that I know you've talked about before on this show that I think are important
mm-hmm.
and how this all ties in.
Sure. So really, you want to clear things off a DNA level, which again will be this body. This incarnation would be, you know, from also the soul level, little you hooked up to God, little Patty hooked up to God. History would be all past lives. There's also parallel dimension, parallel universe, and other worlds. So I find that even if you clear things off in a very popular other form of healing, if you did, soul level, the DNA level, history of all past lives, and you know this incarnation from inception up until now, you might miss a weird parallel universe, parallel dimension, or other worlds where that's tethered or messed up. And if we change that, you end up changing everything. What they showed me over time was, and I was in ICU at the time, but the infinity symbol everybody knows is an 8 laying on its side. And what Spirit said was to take off the back left corner and you're left with what looks like a little roller coaster fish. And so that's what we're, it looks like a little Tai Chi move or a yoga move. It's very simple. It's very free flowing. The bottom left of the tail would be earth and negative weakness. So we'd load that in like you would a little bank teller chute. and launch that up into the atmosphere, and anything that is having positive strength that we don't have, we'd start at the top left of the tail of the fish and slowly fish that in, if you would, and it winds up coming back into you. And what's interesting is the analogies they've showed me over time. It's almost like supercharged, turbocharged prayer. And what we're doing is we're releasing these balloons, if you will, or the bottle with the note in it off in the sea, and we're offering these things up to our higher self, to God, God in all forms, Holy Spirit, whatever you believe in, it's okay. And it still changes, and you can actually feel these things change. And so that's what's unique. Now, we never know what we're going to get. I think that's part of the mystery of it all. It can be, you know, today, tomorrow, immediate, 6 months, a year from now, you might have profound change. But you're going to know. And it's going to, I always say, show me and tell me beyond all knowing, it could have only come from you, meaning Spirit. And so when you get into that level, you're saying to Spirit, hey, like, I dare you to impress me. And that's a really cool spot to be. So if you think of all those times, especially out in California where you're at, folks will let off the light little candles and they put them in those little kites, if you will, and a whole bunch of them are letting them off by the beach. And that's really what we're doing in this, as we're setting off into the prayers. And anything negative, we're just pulling off of this body and releasing it. And anything positive we don't have, we're bringing it in through the fish.
And I know we'll talk about your special offer in a little bit, but that
sure.
process is included in there.
All of it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. It's very powerful, very powerful.
And the cool part is, like, you know, it's the old joke of, if you feed a man a fish, he eats for the day, and you teach a man how to fish, and he eats for a lifetime. And so that's what I'm on fire about. I want to show as many folks as I can all the way to the door again, you know, how to do this and to really make things simpler for them. I mean, I almost shook my fist at God coming out of ICU and going into a step-down unit. Like, really, I'm supposed to bring out some new modality and technique to the world, right? I'd have been happier just sitting at home and working on clients the rest of my life and keeping my mouth shut, right? It's like, no.
We don't get to
you
do
get
that.
To take this out to the world. The world.
Yeah. And then
there
it gets fun, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun.
Yeah.
Especially when folks do it and they figure it out for the first time. They have that aha moment. And I think that's what keeps me going, too. You know, it's like, it's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get it. When you get it, it's like, wow.
There's just such a great energy, you know, that flows between, you know, being able to work with all of our listeners and clients. And it just is, it makes it like, yeah, there's nothing better than this, you know, to be able to be a part of this big transformation that we're all in.
Transformation. That's yeah. You, too. You're awesome because you're the catalyst bringing all these folks out to the world and going, hey, have a taste of this. Try this. Maybe this will work for you. Maybe this other thing will work for you. But find what works for you and, gosh, change. The only thing I can guarantee is death, taxes, and change, right? So you better embrace some change.
Exactly. I want to touch on, because a lot of your work revolves around the muscle testing.
Sure.
And I was telling you before the call that that I was reading, it was just a really short article about, with the higher frequencies on the planet now and the solar flares and so many things triggering things that muscle testing cannot always be accurate. And you were saying that it also, you know, things like implants or entities or things like that can affect it as well. Talk about
100%.
That a little bit.
Yeah. So what I would do is, if I'm in session with somebody, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to clear. We're going to get a clear yes, unclear to no, and running forward. Fastest way I can really give you an analysis of it is for you to tell me all about your URL or your Soul Talk show on the website. You can't come over and go, hey, look at the computer, Jimmy, and we'll show you the Soul Talk, you know, show that we're going to have. You got to turn on the computer. You got to get on the internet, and then you go to that URL address. And so what I do when we start sessions would be somebody has to be clear, and that's clear to yes, which would be clear of a whole lot of things, a whole long list of curses, spells, and hexes and exotic stuff. Doesn't matter if you believe in them or not. They're there, and we want to be clear of those. Unclear, believe it or not, would be anything outside of those words. If you wrote down 25 different horrible words and vows of poverty, you know, vows of celibacy and alien probes and everything I could think of at the time that Spirit was bringing through, you want to be clear of those things. Anything outside of that that's really exotic, we're not even aware of that we could have, would be unclear. And I jokingly call it alien fighting predator on the back steps. So you can imagine what that looks like. And that's really dark. And some folks wind up with that too. It's not a big deal. You have to be afraid of it. You just got to change it. So we change that. And then the third is called running forward. And running forward is simply body, mind, spirit, relationships, health, and money. You got to at least have the car and drive to get out of the driveway. And once you do that, then I find that whether you're using your fingers, a pendulum, standing sway testing, it's highly accurate. You may not like the answers you get, but they're direct connect to God stuff.
Yeah, and I love, I've heard you say that the real power is not in the intuition or even the asking the question. It's in the ability to actually change and shift the energy yourself.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You know, the joke is I've got a lot of wildly psychic friends, and they're on my shows, and kind of the joke is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road. The one says to the other, "You're fine, how am I?" Right? Often their lives can be a mess, right? And so they can't see it. I mean, they can read incredible stuff for you, but it's like, okay, if you're going through relationships and lack and no money and career issues and everything else, and they tell you all that, okay, now two of you know. But if they're not going to change it, you know, what's the point, right? You go, well, they're really intuitive. They figure out all these horrible things they already know. You know, the power isn't changing it. So kind of my joke to everybody is, hey, somebody will call me almost every day and they go, well, Freddie found this, that, or the other thing on me. And I go, well, did they change it? You know, because it's, hey, I almost feel like if they found it, they should change it. But that's in the power. That's the real power right there. Long term, that's where everything's heading.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I would love to dive into the audience if you're ready.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Live.
And I want you to refresh my memory about questions on the webcast.
Oh, we do all that too. Yeah, grab
okay.
them.
All right.
Sure.
Okay.
The merrier.
We have someone here from Swaziland. I'm going to B-O-N-G-I, Bongi, I'm going to say. And she is asking, what is blocking me from manifesting abundance in money, relationships, and clients? I would like to remove the blocks that are preventing me from receiving assistance.
So when I ask Spirit, it would be the ability to receive is weak, and I'm just going to change it to positive yes for it right now because I'm going to go faster because of the show. We don't have hours to deal with it. She tests as deserving already, but she doesn't test as worthiness either. So I'm going to change that as well. And then, you know, fourth and fifth one out would be fear of success. She doesn't have that, but she does have fear of failure. So I'm going to release that as well. And all I'm doing is a little sign of the fish, kind of like the sign of the cross, if you will. And that's releasing all that right now. And if she had a pendulum or was standing or did muscle testing, she could actually feel the breaks and the changes that fast. So those are basics. You know, and she's asking a really involved three-part question, but they're all pretty much bobbing around the same issues. But those are changed
right
now for her. I also want them to be changed for anybody who ever hears the replay of the show and anyone who's listening right now. So we can drop that in as well.
Okay. I don't think we've ever had someone on the call from Swaziland, so I love that. Thank you for joining us, Mongi.
Love it.
And we can reach everybody.
Right.
Okay, now we're going to go to New Zealand, and we have Chris on a web call. So let me unmute him. Hello? Is this Chris?
Hello. Yes, this is Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Soul Talk.
I'm so excited.
How can we help you?
Hi to both of you. I've listened to Jimmy Mack before, and I didn't get called. I had my hand raised, so I'm so excited that you called
me.
Oh, now's your time.
Yeah, it must be my time.
Go for it, Chris.
I've been working on myself for about 30 years, and I'm still on the bones of my ass. And now, because I'm 55, I've got lots of health issues and, you know, just kind of chronic pain. No diagnosis, because I won't go to a doctor. But
stand up. Stand up right now. Face due north.
Okay. I'm not sure where due north is, because I'm house-sitting somebody else's place.
That's all right. Sun comes up in the east. Turn to the left.
Yes. Okay.
You there? So just say you're going to feel a pull forward for yes and a push backwards for no, and say, my name is Chris.
My name is Chris. Kind of
a
slight
forward.
Slight lean forward.
That's all you need. And if you say, my name's Nemo the fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name's Nemo the fish. Yep.
Awesome. So what would you grab out of all those things? I mean, we've got money issues. We've got body issues. What would be the best thing to change tonight, right now?
I reckon if I had enough money, I could get the help that I need for my body, which is regular kind of body work.
Okay. Love that. So I would start with good fortune. So you can just say that. See if you go forward, back, or in between. My life is filled with good fortune.
My life is filled with good fortune. I got a yes. I got a four.
Right, but see, here's what it was 3 days ago. It'll pull you backwards to now.
What do I ask for this?
You don't need to say anything. You're going to feel like it's pulling you backwards now. I'm going back 3 days before this, and it'll be good fortune. No.
Yeah.
Feel
got
the
it.
Difference? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the wild part, Chris. We were talking about good fortune earlier. And that cleared for you.
Wow.
You didn't do anything. You with me?
Yep.
That's the cool part. Okay.
Yep.
So that's
mm-hmm.
going to be a whole lot better even for you right now. And generally, also what they're kind of whispering in my ear for you
mm-hmm.
is if you're
mm-hmm.
having chronic pain and inflammation and all these, like, I'm betting one day your left knee hurts and the next day your right ankle hurts. And maybe the day after that, your right elbow hurts, right, or headaches or what have you. So
yeah, moves around.
About,
yep,
yeah.
Very accurate.
And so
very
what
accurate.
They're whispering in my ears, that's all about indecision in life. So I
mm-hmm.
would go bigger for you and say, I have discernment and direction in my life, and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I have discernment and direction in my life. Back really fast.
Yeah. So I'm going to change it to yes. Really fast. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to pull you forward to yes.
Yep. It did.
Feel
but
the difference?
Not strong. Yep.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is that little window crack opening. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. And that's going to get stronger after we're off the call as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love your accuracy. So unless you're going to help me with something else right off the top of your head. I'm going to read you the list that I had written down to ask you. So
oh, wow.
It was what's now, because I've had several major jobs in my life that were pretty full on and pretty exciting. And the latest was I have written children's books about my dog Chief, who died 7 months ago now. So I'm stuck in this place. What now? What's stopping me? So that you just said that all that indecision about where do I go
mm-hmm.
now? What do I do now is totally there.
Yeah, that's
so the
you.
body pain moving around totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my muscle testing so inconsistent. So I haven't been
right.
able to help myself with muscle testing. So it's,
but you see how fast you and I can dial in, right?
Yeah, so you're really accurate. Yeah. I'm just so stoked that we're getting to talk. Right? Anything else from you that I need to know or can?
Gosh, it's endless. Yeah, they would they would whisper in my ear to you, honey. Don't ever give up. You just got it. It's all a work in progress. It's all a journey.
Yeah.
So never give up. Just keep moving. As long as there's breath in you, that's great. Kind of the joke is, if you get knocked down, try and land on your back so you can look up. You can get up, right?
Yeah. So, I have my own team of angels working with me, and I'm aware of it. I work with them with other people when I work with them, but when I'm low, it's very hard to connect to them. I can on behalf of other people, which is strange. I can work with them with other people, but when I ask on my own behalf, I can't get a whiff of them when I'm low. So thank you for your help.
And then the offering tonight that Patty has here. That this will show you how to do that for yourself and get cleaned up. And and it really will energize your muscle testing. You'll be much more highly accurate.
So a question's just arisen. I'm sorry, I know I'm taking a lot of time, but if I have my own team of angels and most of the time I'm in touch with them, why haven't they been able to help me shift this before now?
Well, the short answer is we'll always be mucked up with other things. So you might have a whole team of angels helping you help others, but you may not have it safe and comfortable to help yourself. So if I blaze down tonight's list, for instance, in this package, open to receiving, you don't really have open to receiving. You have deserving and worthy, believe it or not. You don't have fear of success. You do have a fear of failure. So as I'm speaking these right now, we're asking these to change, but you can imagine what that's like. It's like your angels might be screaming at you, but you got cotton in your ears, right?
Yep.
You with me?
Yes.
Awesome. Thrilled to meet you live.
Oh, man, this has just been the coolest thing ever. Thank you so much to both of you and my team of angels that hooked us up.
I love it. Fantastic. Thanks for calling
in, Chris. Thank you, Chris. And, you know, Chris would be, you know, a good one to take advantage of your special offer to be able to
100%.
Work with you. And we'll talk about that in a bit. Yeah.
Sure.
She had a whole list there. So.
Yeah.
And you work quickly. Let's see. Martha is on the webcast, and she says, "Hi, Jimmy." She says, "I've worked with numerous healers on this show who have not been able to release the buzzing of my nervous system and the tremor in my left hand. Can you please work your magic? I'm only 63 and feeling old before my time. So grateful to you and Patty for your work." And that's from Martha.
Yeah. So it does feel like she's got on the neurological side, or she might even have some numbness as well, they're saying, and going on in the hand. And that relates right now to C2 in the back of the neck area. So I feel like if she got a good chiropractor or we had a session, we certainly would work on changing that. Buzzing in the ears, interference in the ears, also would still be related to that neck issue. I'll bet you she had a neck problem, not even a traumatic thing. They're not even saying a fall, but maybe even a car accident previously or something happened. She had some sort of accident that happened to mess this up, by the way. The other great thing I would suggest, and I don't sell product, but lipoflavonoids test really good for her too. Lipoflavonoid Plus, very inexpensive product, tests super strong for her. And that would go a long way to help the congestion, the ears, that sort of thing that she's experiencing.
Okay. All right. And Martha, if you're on the webcast, you can type in if you have any comments, and we'll watch for those. We're going to go back to the phone to Worcester, Mass. And I know how to say that because I used to live out there. And the last four digits are 4371.
That is so awesome, and you said it perfectly. I am so impressed.
I used to live in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Oh, get out.
Many
wow.
Years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I know what's
yeah,
there.
I am wondering. You guys, I'm so excited.
Can you tell
Thank
us
you
your
so
name
much. My name is. Yeah, sure. It's Ellen. Yeah.
Ellen. Okay.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank
and
you so much. I'm just So excited. I'm wondering if Jimmy could please scan me. I have had digestive issues for so long. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
A lot of bloating and stuckness, and I think also from financially too, and I'm thinking they're related, and just a lot of probably like the last caller, indecision, and you know, just kind of
funnily
so
enough.
Many things. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't test that hard for digestive enzymes. You do test strong for probiotics. Dr. Oz did an entire show on that. You really need to take those in between meals.
Okay, so probiotics, you're saying? Yeah.
Probiotics test great for you. You test better for the afternoon than the morning.
Okay.
Maybe you're not a big morning person or morning eater. But,
I'm not.
Oh, well, there you go. So, and they're talking about between lunch and dinner. Not even in the evening, just lunch and dinner, really heavy on probiotics. Also, when anybody tells me anything like what all you're telling me right now, I'm sure you have odd joint pain here and there. You might have skin flare-ups, maybe some headaches, stuffy nose, a lot of weird things going on. It's always parasites, 9 out of 10 times. So I would do a parasite cleanse, and you'd be shocked at what would change in your gut. It'd go a long way to help you. Stand up right now. You can feel the energy.
Okay.
Yep. Sun comes up in the east. Turn to the left. I find the north really helps us pull that much stronger. So if you're standing there now, any nicknames, anything else anybody calls you?
Lala.
Lala. Okay.
An
yeah.
L.
So if you're facing due north, is it L or Lala? They call you Lala. So if you just say my name is Lala, you're going to feel a pull forward for yes.
Yeah.
And if you say my name's Nemo the fish, you're going to feel the pull backwards for no.
Yep.
Excellent. So just go ahead and own digestive issues. I have digestive and gut issues. It'll pull you forward for yes.
Yeah.
And all we're doing is looking for that computer file, if you will. And now I'm just doing the little fish, and it's going to pull you back when they release.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you see a relation with my financial stuff and career?
100%. That's all parasites too. You know, eating you up inside, kind of thing. Yeah. I would go good fortune for you. You do lack good fortune. I'm just going to give you good fortune real quick.
Thank you.
I've been trying to get this
for years, decades. Seriously, I'm not even. You probably see it. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I don't tell everybody everything I see. They'd lock me up, you know. But here's good fortune. It's going to pull you forward.
Yeah.
There you go. And you've never had that before either, right?
So no, I feel it. Like, no,
cool.
I don't. No.
Just know that you got a shot now. Do you know what I mean? But I would Google parasite cleanses. You test really strong for that. And, do one of those.
I think there's like candida or whatever you call it. I'm SIBO and candida.
Absolutely. Yeah, if I ask, though, but if I ask viral bacteria, mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida, you do have candida issue, negative passion, heavy metals, parasites. It's more parasites than anything. If you go to eBay, though, or Amazon, they're going to have some product on there. It's going to take out the candida and the parasites in one shot. So that's really what you need to get. So that's what I'd recommend to you. Again, I don't sell product, but I certainly tell folks to do their own research and look into those things. I'm going to tell you the name of one right now, and you can always listen to the replay of the show. And it's really called a Parasite Candida X25 colon Detox Cleanse Anti-Parasite Triple Action. There you go.
Thank you so much. Of course, honey. I will do that.
Look that up on eBay or Amazon or wherever you want to get it. That's going to go a long way to help you. And I'll tell you right now, you need 3 of those 3 times a day for 2 bottles. So get 2 bottles whenever you get them. Try those out.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you see anything else that's going on?
You're going to feel better in 1, 2. You're going to feel really a whole lot better in 3 weeks. You get those pills. Yeah, you'll be shocked. Okay?
Okay. That sounds awesome. I am so grateful.
Yeah, and the money thing tonight, honey, it's all about money. It's part of the package tonight. So
okay.
I'm going to hop on that. So just saying, you know, it can only help you. And it is a real game changer, these audio MP3s about money.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
No, that sounds awesome. Thank you guys both so much.
Thanks
for all
you're calling
do.
In.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Much love to you. I had heard colloidal silver was really good for candida as well.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, and it tests weak for her. So a lot of people
okay.
test strong for
everybody's
a week.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different. It might test gangbusters for you. What am I saying? Why am I talking to you? Yeah, it tests really good for you. That's funny. But it doesn't test good for her.
And Bongi wrote back in from Swaziland. She says, thank you, Jimmy. You nailed it. Yep, I was kind of fearful of failing because the lack of compliments made me think I wasn't doing anything right. I could actually feel the clicks in my head, legs, and feet. She says, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Isn't that
okay.
cool? How representative is that of energy, right? We don't even know where that is. You and I can't find that on the map, right? And here she's feeling the changes, and she's IMing us. So how cool is that?
That's Zimbabwe, isn't it? Swaziland,
yeah.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could find it.
Well, maybe. If I took all the names out of Africa, maybe. Maybe not.
Okay, so... we're going to go to, back to the webcast. There's so many questions here. Virginia's in New Orleans, and she says, hi, Jimmy, I'm experiencing congestion in my breast with tender lymph glands or calcium cysts. Please tell me the reason for this blockage, and can you help dissolve it? Thanks
wow.
so much.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get calcium at all. She might be thinking that, but definitely I love for that. She needs to do a lymph drainage massage. Find the nearest massage therapist you can that does lymph drainage. So they just kind of meander around those meridians, and they're pushing on those different areas. That would go a long way to release that off of her. That would be a game changer for her. She may need to go more than once. At least about three times, but that would make a huge difference. The lymphatic system, they call it the gutters of the house. So you got to keep all that straightened up. But we're going to change it right now for her anyway. And it does feel blocked, and I'm just going to release it until I pull back. And there you go, that fast. So love it. So we'll see what happens. There you go. Awesome. I love when they write in, though. Like, you know, it's IMing from who knows where, yet we're still dialing into their frequency and their energy and vibration. And, yeah, they're changing things. So it's pretty cool.
It's phenomenal.
I'm like a little kid. I love it. I still find it fascinating. You know, I really do.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We do this, I think, almost every show, you know, with people tapping into the people that write in on the webcast, and
mm-hmm.
I just am blown away every time. You know, it's
love it.
So phenomenal. Yeah. Okay, back to the phones. And let's see, we're going to go to California. I think it's Beth. Last four digits are 3346. Hello? Hello, is this California? Okay, I don't hear anybody there. I think they missed out. Okay. All right, we're going to go, let's try San Francisco. And the last four digits are 8119. If we can unmute that.
This is Vivica, and I work with Jimmy, and over the years, she's amazing. And with your program. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Can you repeat Hello? Your name? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Yeah, it's Vivica.
Vivica, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing fine, but a question, something's going on with me now, and thank you for all of your amazing help.
You're welcome.
You're amazing. I have had a series of migraines, like, for 6-7 days, which is unusual for me after for a couple of years. And then I had a wonderful friend of mine who's an amazing chiropractor healer work on me, and she did some things that made the symptoms go away for a couple of days. But I notice that the migraines are like the aura, or they can come back, like I'm really curtailing my activities. And I'm traveling this weekend to see, flying up to see my family, my father for Father's Day and some family, which is always fun. But I don't know,
right.
Is it self-induced stress, ascension? I don't
know.
I'm
going stress all day long. Stand up. You know what to do. So if you're due north, just own migraines right now and just say, I have migraines. We're going to go deeper on the show just to show folks how deep you can go. Here we go.
Thank you. And I just have
my car.
Thank you. So it's a little windy. So let's see. The sun is setting in the west. So north.
So if you're facing the sunset, turn right.
Yeah. Yes. Little GPS.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it should pull you forward for yes and push you backwards for no.
Yeah. Going back right now. This morning I tried to do some clearing too, and I was going back a lot for.
That's okay.
So I really needed to work on myself. Okay.
Sure. If you just own migraines, say, I have migraines, it should pull you forward to yes.
I have migraines. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to release them, resolve them, delete and erase them, disentangle them all out
now.
Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from them. Release her from the service to them. Pull her straight back when you're done. And you'll feel an unwinding, and then it's going to pull you straight back.
It just did, and I did.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. So we'll see what happens now. We'll even jump back to wherever the chiropractor helped you, and we're going to download that and see if we can hold those corrections for a longer period of time. And I'm just changing it now. It's going to pull you forward when it comes to you. And I just sent it.
Okay, going forward.
There you go. Yeah. Love it. And that's San Francisco Bay Area all the way to Florida that fast. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank
We're
you
glad you
so
called in.
Much.
Gosh,
oh,
thanks. Thanks
you're
for
awesome.
Listening
I love
tonight.
You.
Oh, we
thank
love
you,
too.
Thank you. Bless you. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Vivica. That was fast.
There you go.
Wow, things are moving.
That's what you can do over time.
I would love for you to take a few minutes and talk about your special offer, and then we can come back.
Sure.
One thing I wanted to say, and maybe you'll do it again today, is last time that you were here, you did a process for people with like cataracts or floaters. And I had more people write to me and ask me, you know, because I had to direct them to that replay. It affected so many people, and myself included, because I had a floater. And, like, about 4 minutes after you did that process, I was like, it's gone. It's gone.
How cool is that, right?
Yeah. I would love if we could do that again. Because
oh,
I see someone else is writing in about cataracts.
My joke is whenever
– offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
what
really,
were you
this
say?
I was just going to tease you because I would say, don't try this at home. Don't dare tell your doctor about this miraculous thing we did together, right? They'll go out of business, so we can't have that.
I don't have doctors anymore. I have all my healer guests.
I love it. Well, you've got all of them you can choose from. That's awesome. So, yeah, this is all about, you know, folks, every time people email me, they call me, they text me after your show, and they go, can I get that? And I'm like, no, you got to go see Patty. This is Patty's thing, right? So So just know that this is an awesome, awesome deal that is only extended through Soul Talk. So just know that starting out. You know, we start out with a first session. You can schedule that. We actually have a calendar online now, which is a dream, made my life a lot more simple. So what's included in this is a 15-minute session. So you're hearing tonight when I work with folks, gosh, we're spending maybe 3 minutes on them. You know what kind of ground coverage we could do.
5 minutes tops.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, tops. And the other thing you could do is add to this if you wanted to. It's only $33 more if you want to add another 15 minutes. So that's
okay.
Really quite the bargain. Item two is My Liquid Fish Change Made Simple. It's what we call the starter kit. It's got in there audio and video and different things. It'll show you more about what I'm doing and why. And it's, you know, you have the ability to really do this on your own if you follow along with this. And part of that is the digital PDF and Kindle ebook, and it's called Spiritual Healing Techniques. And the book goes through it step by step. So that is very, very helpful for those who like to read and get their head around a little step-by-step method. The other positive part of this in item four is this is an audio book too. So you could hear it on your phone, your tablet, your desktop, whatever. And it's actually me reading the book and talking about the emphasis of it. So that's huge. Then under my collection, it's called My Belief Works, audio recordings. You know, you're going to have some changes in that. This is all about money. This one's huge. And really, there's a basic one in there about the positive money mindset. That's clearing out some very, very basic things people have had forever. Vows of poverty, you know, receiving, deserving, worthy. Some of the things we've touched on tonight. And then if you jump over to gold coin, I have everything in there from even real estate types of things to stocks and bonds, trading, and really banking, money, just going deeper with all of it. It's really, really a cool one we're very proud of. And then the most recent one we didn't have last time on the last show we did with you, by the way, is also a part of the Positive Financial Abundance. And this one, actually, you would love this too, because this ties us back into Mother Earth. So it has a lot of real earth overtones to it with grounding, abundance, your birthright, all of those things that we will know to be true, and have that aha moment once you hear them. If you've never heard them before, it'll be like, oh my gosh, it's all going to come to fruition. And then, of course, the audio MP3 is the gold coin. This is all of them together. It's having a positive money mindset. And then the third is, from My Belief Works, Divine Flow, Universal Abundance. And all those together, it's just it's some amazing stuff. It's really several hours of work. And just to give you by example, I mean, I'm at $155 an hour. You'll have these for forever. And the special offer, including the book, the audio, all the MP3s, and even a session with me, is less than what I'd normally charge for an hour. So it's really quite the bargain. So folks are going to want to get on it.
This is, all of that, the session and all of the MP3s, My Liquid Fish, for $136, and then we have our two-pay option available as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one payment today, and then you don't have to make the second payment for 30 days. I'm going to repeat this again, that many people get confused, that you don't have to make the second payment before you get receive the special offer. You get it right away. And I just wanted to read a couple of things here that people had written to you. One of them says, "Hi, Jimmy. 2 days after getting your new Abundance MP3, our house went on the market. Within 5 hours, we had a full-price offer."
It.
Awesomeness. They're moving back to Arizona. That's PM, the initials PM. Blessings, my friend.
Wow.
And then this one I love, because this you would think was a sad story, but it really was for the best. And she says, "So there's been so much abundance that I have not had time to get this to you, but finally taking a breath and a moment of gratitude for my Jimmy Mac. As you know, I've been working two careers simultaneously for the last 5 years and have been contemplating quitting one of them for quite some time. The day I listened to your MP3, my boss of the least enjoyable of the two jobs called out of nowhere to let me know that my remote position had been eliminated and I was being laid off, effective immediately. This included good references and 10-week severance.
Oh, wow.
Now, most people aren't happy to lose a job, but I was thrilled as the decision was made for me and I was getting paid to leave. Now I can focus on the more satisfying career and have more time to enjoy life. I would recommend that everyone have a listen to this, and thank you, Jimmy. I love that. Katie from Tampa.
I love that. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Isn't it?
Thank
it's
you.
Like, hey, you didn't want to quit? Spirit's quitting you.
It's the universe giving you that kick
That's
in the
right.
butt at the door. Yeah.
If you won't do it, I will.
Right. Right.
Oh, wow.
And it's a gift. Yeah. So can we do this? I don't remember what you did the last time with the eye thing.
Oh, for eyes.
A short process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a big one. Well, we'll have you stand up if you want. You can rock it out for everybody. How about that? Use the pendulum, whatever works.
Okay. Let's see. I think I did this last time.
Yep.
I can do this because I have to.
We're going
to
go deeper tonight. We're going to go deeper than we did last time. You're going
to
love it.
I have to hold the phone, though, because I don't have my.
That's okay.
Okay. Is that all right? I don't have my.
Sure.
iPhone.
Oh, I won't care. They're not going to care what you hold. I'm going to be 9 miles above your head anyway, so it's all good.
Okay.
So we're going to dial in and start with, my name is Patty. It should pull you forward.
Wait,
to
I have
the
to
app.
Go north. I have to go
sure.
north. Let's see.
Sun comes west. Up in the east. Turn to the left. Feel the pull
I forgot
forward.
What coast I'm on.
Yeah. California, baby. Pacific.
Okay. We're on the Pacific. I got to turn the other way. All right.
All right. Should pull you forward
okay.
for yes. My name is Patty.
My name is Patty. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Okay.
And if you say my name is Nemo the Fish, you're going to feel the pull back.
My name is Nemo the Fish.
Feel
yeah,
the difference?
Definitely.
I hear
that
you laughing,
strong.
So I know
yeah.
it's working,
yeah.
right?
It is
it's
working.
A blissful place to be, I know. So here we're going to do eyes. Let's start with both eyes, 100% healthy and whole. We're just going to strengthen them for you. And for everyone that ever hears the sound of my voice now and on the replays, it's going to pull you forward when it comes in. Here we go.
Yeah, that really, right away, pulled me forward.
Yep, beautiful. And we're going to see the eyes clear of floaters, even every possible illness, disease, disorder of eyes, pressure in eyes, glaucoma, anything that you might have, retina, all the different pieces of the eyes is 100% healthy and whole. Then we're going to jump behind the eyes and go to optical nerves. So anywhere the optical nerves are weak and the eyes are weak, we're releasing that now. And then it's going to pull you forward again because I'm strengthening everyone's optical nerves.
Yeah.
There you go. And then we're going to jump to the brain and both hemispheres of the brain. For everybody that ever hears this, taking out every weakness, illness, disease, or disorder, confusion, stuckedness, anything that's also affecting any of the senses as well as the eyes. And we're going to strengthen it all now. It's going to pull you forward when it shifts.
Yes, sir.
There you go. It'll bring you back to neutral once it's done. Yeah, I know. It's wild. And I love to hear you laugh, too. I laugh, too, and I love it. And more they hammer and wake me up in the middle of the night, and they really feel like everybody should be more entertained, and we should
oh
all
my
have
gosh.
More
joy,
fun.
Joy is like the highest frequency, you know. That,
honey, it's just,
that
yeah.
brings
everybody
in,
goes, I want to be happy,
abundance.
Right? I want to be love. I want. It's like, no, joy is yeah. even higher.
Yeah. How fun.
Right?
How
right. cool is that? How do you feel, champ?
I feel really good.
I love it.
I you know, I wish the sun was out because I could say I could see clearly, but it's very
mm-hmm.
cloudy here.
Well, we'll work on the
but,
weather, too. It'll
yeah,
change
let's
for
work
tomorrow
on the weather.
For you. You'll see. I feel like
okay.
tomorrow will change. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna let you know if the sun comes out tomorrow.
You've got to text me, let me know.
Days here.
Right.
And I think it's this spot here on the coast. We get this June gloom, but it just sticks around all day. Get very little sunshine right now.
I think you're going to be, I think it's going to lift tomorrow.
Okay.
I really do.
All
right. Yeah. Maybe in the afternoon anyway. We'll see.
Okay. So we're going to take another caller. We're going to go to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I know that place too. I have family that lives in that area.
Love it.
I think it's Bonnie. Last four digits are 9306.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this, hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for choosing me. I'm really excited.
Is it Bonnie?
No, it's Linda.
Linda, okay. It says Bonnie on the
I know it always does.
Phone.
I don't know. It must have been somebody who had it before me.
Bonnie, Linda.
I'm never sure. Yeah.
And thank you for doing the eyes. That was one of the things I was going to ask about, too, because the last time you worked on me, Jimmy, you were really good about clearing up some of my floaters, and I'm praying that this time that this does the same thing because I still have a tendency towards it. But that's not my question. I'm kind of concerned, and I need some help feeling confident about moving forward because I was scammed really bad this week, and they are threatening to take a lot of my money away from me. I think I moved everything properly, but I'm not sure, and I'm in a car, so I cannot do the muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to do it for me if you would, please.
Sure. That's okay.
And I just want to know if I'm going to have to change all my accounts in order to prevent them from getting any kind of cash from me.
I don't get that you will. Did you go see the bank folks?
Yep, I talked to the bank
and
moved some of the money out of that account, but I don't know if they've still, they said that they still, because they're part of this Visa card thing, that sometimes they update those cards to the people who've used them before, and even if you get an updated number, that they can still do it for to you, against you.
Yeah, I don't get that. I think you'll be shocked. I think that they're more on top of it than you know. And in banking, there's a delayed time where they're seeing what you're not seeing. And I feel like they caught it. I really do. So I think your bank came through for you. And
so I won't have to go and
ask Spirit for you, you have to go in for anything else, it's no. You handle it by phone, and I think they came through flawlessly. Just to tell you by example, I had a dear friend, and I sent him hundreds of dollars on Zelle through Bank of America recently, a couple of weeks ago, went to the wrong account, went to a Chase account, not Bank of America. Again, we're talking money tonight, folks. And I call Bank of America. Who do I get? Some girl that's all into energy healing goes, I've heard of you and all this. I'm like, well, honey, sweetie, recorded line or not, help me out, right? Listen, she not only got the money back, she deleted everything as if the transaction never happened at all and the money was back in my account. Yeah, so you better believe I got her phone number, her email address, and I worked on her for about 15 minutes for free because what a dream, what a lifesaver, right?
Oh, so what a blessing from
that,
God.
Listen, that's the kind of miracle I'm seeing for you right now, for real. So whoever you talk to on the phone,
I'm going to cry.
Wink, wink, whoever that is really took care of you. So you'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you
stay
in
touch with us on the show? Email us back, whatever.
Can you do a fish around it just to be sure?
Yeah, I just did. That's all I've been doing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. 1,000,000,000 tons of thank you. I've been
so
worried about this all week. Thank you.
Yeah.
You
it's
are
gone.
Just, oh.
It's gone in your favor.
Thank you, Patty, and thank you, Jimmy, so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks
You're
for the
welcome.
Eye thing. That is amazing. And thank you for the abundance because we all need
see
that.
Where,
right now, I need that.
Yeah. And if you get that particular package, you can learn how to do this yourself. It's not rocket surgery, I promise you. You learn how to do this, you clear your eyes a little bit every day, guess what happens and never comes back, right? So
as soon as I can use my credit card again, they've got it frozen right now. So I'm, you know,
you'll get it worked out. You're going to get it worked out.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay.
We're
glad you called
in.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Blessings. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bonnie. And, you know, those banks, they work very fast. That happened to me
weeks
ago. And,
you'd be surprised. They're
like
seeing all
right
that ahead
it.
Of time. They're seeing
I mean,
all
they'll
that
send
ahead
you a
time.
New card within 24 hours, you know, FedEx Express.
And they're watching things probably 12 hours before it will ever complete.
Yeah.
They can snag it anytime they want. They're just not telling you that.
Right. Let's see. There was something here I wanted to go to. Let's see. What was it? Oh, Chris, that was in New Zealand. She said that she's trying to add Jimmy's extra 15 minutes, but can't find it. So, Chris, it'll be when you purchase, you'll get a PDF with the instructions on how to schedule your session with Jimmy. And then there's a link there that'll tell you where to go to add the 15, the extra 15 minutes for $33. So it's all on a PDF. You're not going to see it on the website there. But
yeah, on the offering,
you'll get that. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And let's see. There was something else here I saw that was important. I thought. We did Virginia, and one more here, Vita. Vita in New York. She says, "Hi, Patty and Jimmy. Why have I been looking for work for so long and not found any? What is the block? Many people are mocking me and saying that I am not looking, and I'm going through abuse. It's unbearable, and I would love some healing." Vita.
Yeah, we're just going to release all that abuse. This really strikes me as family stuff more than anything. It feels like the ethnic kind of beat down here. So we're going to release all that and the naysayers. Receiving, deserving, worthy. She tests as worthy, but not open to receiving and deserving. And so I'm changing those little windows for her right now. There you go. Fear of success. She's fear of failure more than anything, so we're going to release that and fish that out. And I just changed it. She's bound to find something, I think, in the next within the next 3 weeks. So by, you know, around July-ish, right after July 4th, they're saying she should find something. Doesn't mean it's the dream job of the century, but we got to have a starter if we haven't been working for a while.
Okay.
And there you go. Cool. Good to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vita, if you're on the call, you can type back in, and we'll look for that. You know, that ethnic family pressure, they can just really beat you up.
Yep, I
that's
hear you.
Brutal.
And that's, you know, that crosses all, you know, race, creed, and dimensions. It doesn't matter, but it just has a vibe to it like that, you know. So it's kind of interesting. It's just what comes through.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I hope that helps, Vita, to change everything for you. All right. Let's see. We have another caller in Beverly Hills, and the last four digits are 0710.
Hello. Thank
Hello.
You, Patty. Thank you, Jimmy.
Who are we talking
I've been
to?
Waiting. Yvette.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been
Welcome.
Waiting. Thank you.
We heard
oh,
you.
Oh, wow. So happy. Yes. Okay.
What's going on?
Relationship. And just
okay.
I need some harmonious relationship right about now, right about this minute.
Okay.
You
definitely feel out of balance with that. You want to stand up and feel the energy? Is that?
Yes.
Yep. So So stand up, face due north. It's going to feel like somebody's pushing you forward for yes and pulling you backwards for no. So
yes.
Start simple with my name is Yvette. You should feel the pull forward.
Yes.
Okay, and if you say my name's Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Okay.
Excellent. And then if you go, I'm in a fulfilling, harmonious relationship right now, let me know which way you go.
Okay, backwards.
Yeah, so I'm going to change it to yes, so it gives you a much higher probability to do it, and all I'm doing is fishing it in for you. It's going to pull you forward right now.
Okay.
Feel the difference?
Yes.
Awesome. So we'll see what happens with that. We could play all night on relationships and love and romance and all of it, as you well know. But even just changing that opens your heart center and the infinite possibilities that things can shift and change for you in a more encouraging way. Does that make sense?
Yes. So how long do you think I have to wait, you know?
Oh, gosh. Are you going out on the town? What are you doing? What's your status?
I would go. No, I would go, but I don't see. I think I might have closed my heart or something. I'm ready and available and all of that.
Yeah, I don't get that you've closed your heart. You have a kind of a little ting here, if you will, within the next couple of weeks. I tell all the beautiful women, accept every possible invitation to go anywhere. If somebody wants you to go, it's like by July 4th barbecue kind of thing. They're showing me fireworks, that sort of thing. So if you get an invitation to go to anything like that, even if you don't want to go, you need to go. You might be one introduction away from tall, dark, and oh my God, right?
Oh my God, I'm ready for oh my God.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Did you have fun? Would I have fun? Oh my God.
Did you have fun just now?
I had fun playing. I definitely did.
Oh, good.
But
oh,
I was thinking about, you know, in general, because I feel like my energy is like triggering people or something like that. I feel like I am very.
I don't get that it is. You're thinking that. You're worried is yes. That's going to pull you forward to yes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for worry, we're going to release all that for you and everyone that ever hears the sound of my voice. It's going to release now. It's going to pull you back. Here we go. Feel it?
I'm fighting it. I feel like
yeah, that's
stiff.
Okay. It's in the wave. It's going to release. Yeah, I'm releasing it.
Okay.
Feel it going now?
My knees are stiff. I think my knees are stiff. I'm holding on to something. I don't know what.
It's going to pull you straight back, though, and release. You can't fight it. It's physics.
Okay.
You'll feel it.
I feel it.
There you go.
Wow. I waited for you so much. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're glad. Yeah. Thanks for listening tonight on the call. Gosh,
yeah.
If we can help you in any way, reach out. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, Yvette. Okay. Yvette's got a fun 4th of July coming, so.
Right. She just doesn't know it yet.
I love it. And we heard you, Yvette, so there you go. Well, Jimmy, this has been fun again. Thank you so much for being here. I love it.
Thanks for having me.
Come back.
You and I always have fun. It's always a good time.
And thank you all for being here. Take advantage of working with Jimmy. He is phenomenal, and he works very quickly. You can just see how fast he works and really clears things so quickly. So many comments on the webcast again about the eye thing. That's a big deal.
Isn't that something?
The next
one you and I have, we'll do some physical diseases, illness, disorders, and we'll do senses and eyes and, you know, make that a topic. So no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
All
we'll
right.
be
I
the
think that's
go-to
August.
For eyes. right.
Okay. So,
I love it.
We'll do that. I'll make notes here. Thank you, Jimmy. Much love to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank
and
you. We appreciate
hug.
You.
And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.
Bye.